Steps, Chapter 9, How to Evaluate an Opportunity. Your ex-spouse was an optimist. Okay, listen. I'm not talking to you here, but just be still and listen anyway. See, I'm talking to the guy who downloaded this ebook right after you. His ex-spouse told him, probably, he was being a little unrealistic. Not her exact words, but that's the gist. Pinning his financial future hopes on a company that promised him he wouldn't have to work, it would be all done for him. He wouldn't have to actually deal with and recruit any yucky people. His group would be built automatically through spillover. He wouldn't have to sell. His people would spill over, would do that. He would get rich just by clicking his mouse, and other than that, all they'd have to do is deposit the checks. In fact, our boy's ex-spouse actually went as far as to imply that if a person is lazy, greedy, gullible, they probably don't have a bright future in business. She was right, of course, but that's only half the story. In some cases, it's actually sincere people who make those offers because they're so afraid nobody will join them if they know there's actual work involved. When you train people to do nothing but wait for you to do it for them, you wind up with people who do exactly what you've trained them to do, nothing. Okay, enough of that. It doesn't apply to you anyway. Let's get on to the evaluation. This formula has 5 parts. Each is important. Here they are in order of easiest to evaluate. It just seems like brain surgery. People ask me all the time, Michael, what is the best compensation plan? Here's my answer. The best comp plan has 2 key features. Number 1, it works with the numbers. I'll get to those in a minute. 2, average people, part-timers, can build and prosper. The vast majority in your group will be average people. Most network marketers are doomed from the get-go because the compensation plan they are working does not work with the numbers. Don't listen to me, just listen to the numbers. I used to race dirt bikes. When 59 motorcycles come off a 27-foot high jump, not one single bike ever magically floats up. 59 out of 59 come crashing back to Mother Earth. Gravity. You cannot see gravity. Makes no difference if you like gravity or not, or if you understand it. But if you jump motorcycles, you sure better learn to work with it. In 26 years in network marketing, I've learned that you have to become a numbers cruncher or die. You may not like the numbers. You may not understand them. Doesn't matter. The numbers are reality. Either work with them or sayonara. So, what are the key network marketing numbers? 1. If you ask virtually any successful network marketer about their success, they'll tell you most of their income comes from 2 to 3 people in their group. I'm not making up that number. I have learned to work with it. Number 2. The MLM industry statistics tell you that average distributors sponsor 2.7 people into any home-based business in their career without a system. I'm not making up that number. I have learned to work with it. Do you see a connection between those 2 sets of numbers? Yellows make up 35% of the population. They don't like aggressive people. Blues make up 15% of the population. They don't like being sold. Greens make up 35% of the population. They don't like pushy people. Reds make up 15% of the population, and 1/3 of the reds don't like being sold either. 3. So, 90% of the population, 9 people out of 10, 900 people out of 1,000 don't like pushy, aggressive people or being sold. I'm not making up that number. I have learned to work with it. When I call prospects, I have 9 out of 10 people, 900 people out of 1,000 leaning forward wanting to find out how I can help them reach their dreams. This is because I lead with benefits, benefits, benefits. I never, never sell or close them. People ask me all the time, Michael, why do my people just sit there? Why don't they do something? We'll brand this MLM truism into your brain. If you sell or close your people to join your opportunity, you will have to resell them every month to get them to do any work. Logic and experience will tell you that statement is true. So back to the compensation plan question. Just work with the numbers and you'll never go wrong. If the magic number that most people sponsor is 3, then any plan wider than 3 will not work for the masses without a proven system. Note, the red super recruiters, I know, you can sponsor 3 people a day, maybe 3 people a minute. The bad news is you only make up about 3% of the population. Your best bet is a plan that pays you fast start money on everyone you personally sponsor and that also pays leadership bonuses to infinity for unlimited income. Best of both worlds. So my question is, do you want a compensation plan that works for 97% of the people or a plan that works for 3%? Another note, I'm pretty analytical when it comes to compensation plans. I love a company that lets me personally sponsor someone and place them anywhere in my group to maximize their dollar payout. You build trust and retention this way. So my advice is avoid any comp plan that, 1, limits your strategy to place personally sponsored people where you want. 2, forces you to go wide. 3, doesn't reward you for building deep. 4, doesn't work for average part-timers. Remember, numbers are just like gravity. Work with them, not against them. Choose a compensation plan that works with the numbers and the masses. Last one in is a rotten egg. When the timing is right, non-network marketers will take your product to the marketplace. Timing means now, not 5 years earlier, not 5 years later. I'll take timing over hard work every time. Millionaires have been made in this industry just because of timing alone, nothing else. So how can you gauge the timing? It's not easy, but here are some tips. You'll waste a lot of time, money, and energy getting in too early because a large percentage of these companies fail in their first year or two. 2, you'll waste a lot of time and money, energy getting in too late. If the company is a household name, imagine the MLM companies you think of as dinosaurs. Its momentum growth period occurred years ago. You're fighting a real uphill financial battle to start new in any company like this. 3, you want to get in after a company has proven it has staying power, maybe 3 to 5 years, but before its momentum growth period. In general, the time it takes a company to go from 100 million to 500 million a year. If you can find a company like this and which also has the other parts of the formula in place, some fun work will give you the chance to ride a momentum wave to wealth. Never dedicate your life to an inanimate object. In this industry, if your product is not remarkable, you are invisible. You need a product people will buy, even with no compensation plan. I get calls from people who tell me they're searching for a product that truly inspires them, and that is exactly the wrong way to go about this. What I tell them is to search, to find a mob of people raving about a product, then fall in love with that product. Be passionate. Be a passionate advocate for it. Find a product with a huge market and fall in love with it. Some people love to work for companies with a product that fits their self-image, but they can't make a dime on it. Do yourself a favor. Focus on the people. Focus on the market. Choose a product that everyone else wants. And then, as you build your people, let them know the wisdom of doing the same thing. A whole lot of convincing going on. Every time we have ever seen a company or downline explode and go away, it does so because of the same two reasons, greed and ego. True leaders are the mentors with the servants' hearts. It's never about the money. No money focus, no greed. Build people, and people will build a business. People are people. They are not a number. They have goals, dreams, and desires. Network marketing is not a sales business. Network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business. So the track record and attitude of leadership is important. The simplest check you can do is go to www.google.com, G-O-O-G-L-E, google.com. Take the names of the leaders, stick them in quote marks, name, and search each name. If there are any big negatives about these people anywhere, they will probably come up in the search. Also put the company name, and after the company name in brackets, put scam. Do your searches. Do your homework. Opportunity hides in the tall grass. You need a tested, proven, duplicatable success system. This has been well described in the preceding two chapters. Everyone you sponsor and everyone they sponsor needs a step-by-step system to get off to a fast start. Online, offline, one-on-one, cold market, warm market, retailing, recruiting, becoming a mentor to their personally sponsored people. They don't need to do it all, but they need all those techniques available to them. I feel pretty safe in saying you are never, ever, ever in this business going to find a company that provides you a realistic, usable, affordable system to do all the things you and your people will need to do. But every company has individual groups of entrepreneurial reps who have put together such systems. These are the people you want to find and work with. Don't join a group unless they have such a system in place.